And I'm delighted to welcome back to the studio Gary Francis and Craig Bergstedt, talking about the very important event coming up on Friday. It's probably already on your calendar, but just in case you missed it, let's repeat. Friday is a golf day par excellence. Maybe, welcome guys, nice to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Dave.
Let's just recap. Gary, you've got the details.
Okay, Dave, so this coming Friday, the 22nd, we're having our Sables Charity Golf Day at Schlawly Country Club. And, we're hoping to raise a good sum of money for Sable Creatures. These ladies do unbelievable work. They go out into our less fortunate areas in and around Bolito, and dogs, cats, animals that they find in the most horrific conditions, they bring those animals in, bring them to our local vets who also come to the party and help out with pricing and doing the best that they can. And they rehabilitate these animals and find them forever homes. And, it's something I couldn't do. I mean, to go and to be those frontline ladies and go out and see a dog that's been burnt, it's starving, it's been chained up, and it's eaten a chicken, and now someone's poured boiling water on it. You can't even describe what it's like. And they get these reports, they go out, they fetch the animals, bring them in, get them treated, and then find them loving and forever homes. And it's just unbelievable the work that they do.
Well, they've been around for a good while. It's not a fly-by-night organization. It's well-established in the community, does extraordinary work. Correct. And luckily, I think it's fair to say luckily, they've got a huge support team like you guys and your loved ones, because you care. And this is the thing about our community in this part of the world, is we go through the most extraordinary angst thinking about what we've been through as a community of late. You know, the entire South African thing, but we've been through tempests and violence and the economic meltdown of COVID, and still the community has the capacity to care about those less fortunate. Especially, it's funny about animals kind of tug at your heartstrings in a way that is almost inexplicable. But of course, when you think about the love that you get from especially dogs, cats take, you know, I love them as well, but cats are different. but there's nothing like, and I know that you both have pets, and probably are products of the product, because I know you speak very highly.
Absolutely, I've got four rescues.
Yeah. And there's nothing to take away the experience of owning, especially an animal that's been given a second chance. There's a bond that you develop. They almost, I think, in a sense, understand what it is that you have done for them, and that
I firmly believe that
they're so special.
They really do know that you've given them a second lease on life. I firmly believe that. Our dogs are inside, in the bed, on the bed, and they
it's
just
funny that. Hey? Yeah, it's funny that. In a sense, I suppose, Craig, you have been in the same predicament that we all are. The dogs kind of take over and own you. And, of course, there's that joy of being part of a team, because it's like that. It's a team. You know, you have your kids, you love them madly, they disappear, they break your heart, they do whatever, but you love them, of course, like that. But then there's that bond between the. I'm not saying that your kids are less important, or your dog is more important than your kids. But one thing about a dog, you know, they tell you that silly story about, you know, you take your dog and your best beloved, whether it's your someone you care for madly, and you lock them both in the boot of the car, and then you open it later to see who's who's happy to see you. And but let's not go there, because that's going to be happening on Friday, I think. You know, those kind of jokes and worse will happen, because it's a golf day, lots of fun and festivities in all for a very good cause. Tell us about that, Craig.
Okay, and David, touching on like what you said earlier, that with all the Bolito people putting a lot of effort in over the years, and what Bolito has gone through over the last year or so, you know, we put this golf day together, and you know, the guys from Bolito have really come through and sponsored holes, and you know, there's so many to name, and I say 95% of the sponsors and the prizes that we have, that we have got for the golf day are all from Bolito, and it's all the whole community. They've just really come together. We've got guys are donating beds, putters, this, that, everything for Sables, and they've really dug into their pockets. And you know, it's one of the first golf days that I played a lot of golf in my day, and I enjoy these golf days. And one of the first golf days that all 18 holes are fully sponsored. We actually got another two or three guys that we've actually had to make fit around the greens, and we've got a full four ball of 144 players. All guys have paid up. There's probably about 90% of the guys will pay on the day. So and the companies and the businesses in Bolito, you know, all the normal guys have really, really dug deep and put a lot of effort and a lot of cause towards this great golf day for Sables and the animals. Because at the end of the day, it's all really about the animals, and the guys have really come to the party. So we really appreciate that.
Well, it's such good news in a world full of bad news. It's when you get good news, it's a marvelous thing.
Yeah.
And I think also, you know, full credit to you guys, because you rally the community well. You're networked. You've both got extremely good reputations. When you say, come and get involved with something like that, because, you know, we vouch for it. People respond to that, and you've done an extraordinary job. So well done to you both. And here's hoping for a really successful golf. Well, it is a successful golf day already, but I'm sure that if you are going to be part of it, you will have an absolute blast on Friday. If you've sponsored anything, if you've been involved in any way and contributed, we thank you. Really, we do from the bottom of our hearts, because you make a difference in a world that can be so bleak and awful. There is always the good news, and this is the good news.
Absolutely.
So, guys, have a marvelous golf day on Friday. And I'm sure that there's a whole list of folk that you've got to say thanks to. And this is an opportunity. Have you got your list ready, or are you going to ring it?
The list is still growing. So what we're going to do is, after golf day, we'll publish it on the Sables website. And on Facebook, and also on 88FM.
Yeah,
if we
come
may.
In and so we'll have a post-mortem.
Yeah. So
and hear about it.
We're still getting a few more and more sponsors. We got a few extra today, so it's really going great. And if anybody would like to donate, they're more than welcome. Please, if I can give the banking
of
details.
Course.
There. Yeah. So it's Nedbank, Sables Golf Day, the Bolito branch, and their account number is 122-39-444-76. I'll repeat it. It's the Nedbank, Sables Golf Day, Bolito branch, and the account number is 122-39-444-76. And you know, these ladies get vaccines from the government, from the Department of Health and Animal Veterinary Services. Sorry. And they've got to still provide the syringes, they've got to supply the transport to and from the townships, and they do it all free of charge. So when they vaccinate the dogs against rabies, it's all done free of charge. They do it all at their own cost. So if anybody could donate, please, all that money goes to a fantastic cause.
Exactly that, and Craig's got the list that we were talking about. Okay. So here goes.
Okay, so I've got an updated list, which will obviously be updated towards the closer we get to the time. So just a handful of guys that have generously donated prizes and sponsored holes and that. So we've got CMH Umshlanga, Grand Slam. We've got Risk Sure Insurance, Medi Response Medical. Smash It, Mama G's, some Quasi Resorts, 45 Each Street, Rain Farm, Colin Combe, Lula Clothing, Crystal at Zen, the Sandbar, Rocker Mamas, Mozambique. Bet's been phenomenal at Mozambique. He's given a lot. Spice, Kuta Cola, Concha, Fiamma Grill, Limiton, Burndale, Lash Bar, Flexothene, Two on Main, Wazza's Butchers, Service Royale, Just AKZN, Coco de Mer, the DAs come on board, they sponsored a hole, Brew National, Marshall's World of Sport, Sables, Daisy Business Solutions, RPS Medical, Kloppers, OneCall, Savvy Holdings, RPS Security, Goodnight Bedding North Coast, The Barrel, KTM, Salt Rock Vet, Be Earthly CBD Wellness, Wedge Fire, IFM, Vodacom, The Blind Guys, Remax, 5C Sandley Place, Airbnb, Johnny Mutton, Barry Bowditch Photography, Sorbet, Discovery Insure, Atlantis, Hilton Bush Lodge, Hops, Samantha Besson's doing our photographer for the day, Zimbiti Country Club, The Firm, House of Gold, Swish, Northside Electrical, Tire Mart, Liquor City, Gary Roman Hair, Hair Inc., Galito's Chickens, Micah BSS, and Cozy Crafts, just to name a few. So they, wow. We will be adding to this list.
How people have responded, and businesses, yeah. Local businesses have responded. And there's a lot of there's a lot of capital to be made in becoming part of a success story like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful to give like that, but it's equally wonderful to be a part of this organization, this team, this network, this brotherhood, sisterhood, this community, because a good turn, you know, generally speaking, comes back to you, yeah, in spades. So it's almost a question of course you give without expecting to receive, but the love comes back to you. So well done to everyone that's been involved, and
thanks,
looking Dave. Forward to good things going forward. Looking forward to the post event get together,
no,
and the good news that comes from it.
And as I always say, I mean, you're never going to save every single animal, but you know, the animals that we can save, just bringing them into homes where and the joy and happiness that they bring to homes, it's worth every single cent and every single bit of effort. So to the ladies from Sables, I mean, they're doing an unbelievable job. We say thank you very, very much.
Indeed.
And to all the volunteers, to all the sponsors, thank you.
It's a marvelous cause, Sables Creatures, and thank you for the work you do, Sables Creatures, the team that's behind it. It is a very, very difficult and heartbreaking sometimes job. We know that.
Definitely.
We know that, but you rise above that and you bring out, and you know, we don't dwell on that. We dwell on the happiness,
the
that
joy
comes,
that brings
the joy. That's because we roll that way.
And Dave, again to you and 88 FM, I mean, you guys always come to the party for the community, so thank you very, very much. We appreciate everything that you do.
It's such a pleasure. Yeah. My very special guests, Gary Francis and Craig Berkset, talking to the golf day on Friday. If you aren't part of it yet, you can still, I'm sure, get involved. We'll put up this as a podcast afterwards, and you'll be able to go back and listen again. And the details that Gary gave you will be on that. So how do you find our podcast? Well, you just go to our website, Life and Style 88 FM, and just click on the afternoon show, and there it is. You'll see their picture. See how good looking they are. And you'll be able to contribute that way. So thanks, guys. And thank you to everyone that's part of this magnificent event that's coming up on Friday. Wish I was going to be there, but I don't play golf and I'm on air. So hey, but afterwards.
Absolutely.
We look forward to that. Again, thanks so much, Gary Francis, Craig Berkset. You're on 88 FM. The afternoon show continues. Here's the beautiful South.